As you're turning to John chapter 3, verse 16, I'd like to first of all welcome those watching and listening over the internet and on CD and DVD. These messages are free for you on our website at redeeminglovecc.org. John chapter 3, let's read first of all verses 16 through 17. Follow me in your translation. I'm going to read first from the New King James Translation. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, please read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The Voice translation reads this way. For God expressed his love for the world in this way. He gave his only Son so that whoever believes in him will not face everlasting destruction, but will have everlasting life. Here's the point. God didn't send his Son into the world to judge it. Instead, he is here to rescue a world headed towards certain destruction. As I'm speaking, turn with me to to Ephesians chapter 1, please. Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to be transparent as always, I guess. A few weeks ago, I was sort of having a, not sort of having, I was having a mini pity party, if you will. And just no one thing in particular, just, you know, a number of things. And, you know, I'm saying, geez, you know, you're going to be 59 years old pretty soon, and you haven't done this, and you haven't done that. And just, you know, just a lot of stuff. And this was the week leading up to when Pastor Greg shared his message on We Are His Workmanship. And that Sunday, when Pastor Greg had folks come down, I left my post. I came running down because that was what I needed for that point in time. And actually, the day before and after that, the Lord led me to Ephesians chapter 1. And as I said, I guarantee tonight you will all leave here with something that's going to build you up and edify you as to who you are in Christ. So if you will join me, I will read from the New King James Translation, Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read from verses 3 through 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, please read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Going back up to verse 3, the J.B. Phillips New Testament reads, "Praise be to God for giving us through Christ every possible spiritual benefit as citizens of heaven." The message for tonight is your citizen benefits. Your citizen benefits. Bear with me, please. What the Holy Spirit led me to do is go through and highlight, and you can do it differently depending upon how you decide to number them. But he had me extract basically 10 different benefits that are yours as citizens of heaven. But first of all, the question is, what is a citizen? Well, Webster says a citizen is an inhabitant of a city or town, or one entitled to the rights and privileges of a free man. A native or naturalized person who owes allegiance to a government and is entitled to protection from it. I looked at that and saw two things. Number one, one entitled to rights and privileges, and one who owes allegiance to a government and is entitled to protection from it. You're going to see these 10 items here, or 10 benefits, if you will, as for us as citizens of heaven, and how those tie into our rights and privileges as citizens in Jesus Christ, as citizens of heaven. As we read through, and I'll go through them not quickly, but I'll give you the 10 first, and we'll go through them. I'll go through some explanations in order. Verse 3 says, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. First benefit, we have been blessed, or you are blessed, with every spiritual blessing. If you drop down to verse 4, it says, just as he chose us in him, benefit number 2, you are chosen. Benefit number 3, when you look at verse 5, predestined us to adoption, you have been adopted, benefit number 5. I'm sorry, benefit number 3. Benefit number 4, if you look at verse 6, to the praise and glory of his grace by which he made us accepted, we are accepted, benefit number 4. Benefit number 5, having made known to us, verse 7, right? The mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, he purposed. Did I make a mistake here? Let's see. Okay, the verse that says we have been redeemed. 7, thank you. Okay. We have redemption, benefit number 7. Benefit number 5 is we have redemption, pardon me. Benefit number 6, we have been forgiven. We have been forgiven. Verse 9 talks about we have been made known the mystery of God's will. Benefit number 7, we have the knowledge of God's plan, or the knowledge of his will. Benefit number 8, we are heirs, or we have an inheritance. Benefit number 8. Benefit number 9, we have been predestined. Predestined, benefit number 9. And benefit number 10, we are sealed. Sealed, benefit number 10. Let's take a look back, first of all, at blessed. Okay, bear with me here. First benefit, we are blessed. That word means we have been praised, or we are celebrated with praises. We have been caused to prosper, or to be made happy. You are favored of God. You are favored of God. Benefit number one, you are blessed. You are favored of God. God's purpose is to make you happy. God's purpose is to cause you to prosper. Benefit number one, you are blessed. Number two, it says you are chosen. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. The Voice translation says God chose us to be in a relationship with him even before he laid out plans for the world. Some remember Reverend Fred Brothers many years ago from Denver, Colorado, man with the big feet, remember? Some of you remember him. And he used an example, those who follow football can follow this, of the football draft, where every year the professional teams, they select or draft players coming out of college. And it's a big deal where who's going to be the number one draft pick. And they get the money and they get the press and everything and the cars and the whole nine. It's a big deal for that. The example or analogy Reverend Brothers shared with us is each and every one of you, you're God's first pick. There are no second picks. Each and every one of you, God's first pick. Why? Because each and every one of you was chosen to do what only you can do the way you can do it. We attended a seminar over the weekend, and the gentleman who was teaching, Dr. Radke, shared this. God has a primary need in you. The reason why you exist has to be accomplished. There is a work he ordained for you from the beginning of time. God has a primary need in each and every one of you. And you have been chosen to do a work that only you can do the way you can do it. The reason why you exist has to be accomplished. And I add a note, there is no age restriction. I'll say it again. There is no age restriction. And part of what I was going through a few weeks ago was, you know, you're going to be 60 in a year and a half, and yada, yada. And the Lord said, yeah. And? Now, that's just me. You folks don't go through that, so you may know someone who goes through it, so you can share with them. Okay? But that's me. And he gave me that one note. He said, there is no age restriction. He reminded me of the Lord, reminded me of Colonel Sanders, who I think was 70 or 75 when he began, you know, KFC and others in the Bible, you know, Abraham, etc., etc. There is no age restriction. Just because you retire from the corporate world doesn't mean that that work that God foreordained for you to do won't get done. In fact, it may get done sooner because you're retired. Maybe you're retired. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and Pastor Greg taught on this a few weeks ago, says, for you, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The Amplified translation says, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that you may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand, for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. This one I like, well, I like them all. The Living Translation says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do good things he planned for us long ago. I looked up the word masterpiece, and it says a work done with extraordinary skill. a supreme intellectual or artistic achievement, a work done with extraordinary skill, a supreme intellectual or artistic achievement. You are a work done by God with extraordinary skill. You are supreme intellectual, I will say spiritual, and artistic achievement. Pastor Judy said back on July 12th, when God made you, He made you out of His choicest material. You are not a manufactured piece of junk. When God made you, He made you out of His choicest material. You are not a manufactured piece of junk. Now the Lord gave me some notes going back to the age restriction. The internal age restriction. He said there is none. And He reminded me of Job. And in Job chapter 42 verse 12, where it says, Job was blessed more in his latter days than his former days. And that has been one of my confessions for years now. My latter days will be greater than my former days. Proverbs 18:16 says, in the New King James, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The voice says the right gift at the right time can open up new opportunities and gains access to influential people. The right gift at the right time opens up new opportunities and gains access to influential people. The Lord gave me an analogy of the Mona Lisa, or anything created by hand, be it a piece of, people here who sew clothing, or maybe you make cars or anything, or rugs or whatever. My mama used to use crochet. And she would sit for days and days with the needles, but you folks who've done that, who've sewn, you know, everything is intricately done by hand, and it takes time. Well, you are intricately done or created by God's hand. And as I've shared, no one can be or do what you can be or do the way you can be or do. That's gonna be funny. No one can be or do who you can be or do the way you can be or do. And remember, there is no age restriction. As long as you have breath, you have the ability to carry out God's plan for your life. Next, benefit. You have been adopted. The verse says, having predestined us to adoption. That word predestined means it's been decreed from eternity. It's been decreed from eternity. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You just reminded me. You were not an accident. You may have been born out of wedlock. I'm one, okay? But you were not an accident. God didn't say, "Ah, man, now I have to get, you know." No. You were not an accident. You have been decreed, it says here, from eternity to be adopted. The voice says He destined us to be adopted as His children through the covenant Jesus the Anointed inaugurated in His sacrificial life. This was, listen to this, this was His pleasure and His will. This was His pleasure and His will. The Message translation says, long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Christ Jesus. What pleasure He took in planning this. What pleasure God took in planning this. Adopted. Next benefit. You have been accepted in the Beloved. Now, this word, I thought I knew what it meant, but the Lord said, no, look it up anyway. You've been made graceful, charming, lovely, agreeable. You are perused with grace, compassed with favor. You are honored with blessings. I'll say it again. You have been made graceful, charming, lovely, agreeable. You have been perused with grace, compassed with favor. You are honored with blessings. He planned this in his purpose of love, that we should be adopted as his own children through Jesus Christ, that we might learn to praise that glorious generosity of his, which he made us welcome in the everlasting love he bears towards the Son. Benefit number 4, accepted. You are accepted. You are made graceful, charming, lovely, agreeable. You are honored with blessings. Benefit number 5, redemption. I thought I knew what this meant. A release effected by payment of ransom. A release effected by payment of ransom. Liberation procured by the payment of ransom, or deliverance. Benefit number 5. We have been redeemed. You have been brought back by the payment of ransom. Benefit number 5, redeemed. Benefit number 6, forgiven. Release from bondage or imprisonment. Forgiveness or pardon of sins, letting them go as if they had never been committed. There's a company, I don't know, it's up here, I know, if you have a flood or something, they come in and clean it up, and their slogan is, as if it never happened. Well, it's as if it never happened. Is this working? Yeah, it is. Okay. As if it never happened. Forgiveness. Pardon. Letting them go. Letting your sins go as if they had never been committed. The Message translation says, because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds, and not just barely free either, abundantly free. Not just barely free, abundantly free. Someone said, oh, someone got something. Hallelujah. Okay. Benefit number 6, forgiven. Forgiven. Benefit number 7, we have been given insight into God's will. Now, if you're like me, you grew up hearing things like, the Lord works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. No one knows what God is going to do. I don't know if anybody hear that before. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says God has made known to us the mystery of his will. The Common English Bible, this is verse 9 in Ephesians 1, says God revealed his hidden design to us, which is according to his goodwill and the plan that he intended to accomplish through his Son. Now, there's two words in here that jumped up at me and came up in other verses. Design and plan. Design and plan. Any designers in here or architects or artists or anyone who designs something, anyone? But if not, I mean, just common sense says when you've seen buildings being built, or maybe your house being built, they don't just take wood and throw it all together, right? Someone comes up with a design for that house. Someone comes up with a plan for that house. Now, I was thinking, people want to believe in a Big Bang Theory, okay? And as Pastor Clinton used to say, you know, if there was a big bang, then what banged, right? If, in other words, all these things can come together in such order, by a bang. And yet, humanly, they wouldn't go about building a building or a car or designing a dress without having a plan, without having a design. But yet they choose to believe in a big bang. One of my favorite analogies, and some might remember years ago, I shared this in church school, is the universe and how all the planets revolve around the sun at a prescribed speed, at a prescribed distance from the sun and from each other, and they maintain that for whatever number of billions of years and don't crash. That's by design. That's not by accident. Well, that same type of thinking, that same type of thought of design, that same plan was put forth for you, for us. And God has revealed his hidden design, his plan. The Message translation says, he thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans, that word again, he took such delight in making. He set it all before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. He gave us knowledge, or a thorough knowledge, of what his plan is and was for us and for the world. Benefit number 7, we know the mystery of his will. Benefit number 8, inheritance. I like this one, the Voice translation. We stand to inherit even more. As his heirs, we are predestined to play a key role in his unfolding purpose that is energizing everything to conform to his will. And here is the staggering thing, that in all which will one day belong to him, we have been promised a share. I'll say it again. In all which will one day belong to him, we have been promised a share, inheritance. Now, predestined, I've spoken about pretty much already, God's long-term plan for us. I want to move on to benefit number 10. We have been sealed. We have been sealed. That word sealed means to mark with a seal. Of course, you can't just define it by using the same word. To set a mark upon something by an impress of a seal or a stamp. To confirm or to authenticate. To confirm or to authenticate. This I like. The Message translation says, it's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed this message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Don't start to sing it now, okay? Yeah. The Common English Bible says the Holy Spirit, anybody ever bought a house or a car? Anyone? No one bought a house or a car? Okay. Say it's a car, it's $25,000. If you pay it all at once, that's great. Most of us, you go in the showroom, you give the salesperson a what? Thank you. But now that down payment, what does that mean? Is it yours? Pretty much, right? You sign, you give them the money, you sign. The Holy Spirit is the down payment of our inheritance, which is, listen to this, applied to our redemption as God's own people, resulting in the honor of God's glory. It's Christ in you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said, let me do it this way. Have any of you at least heard one thing tonight which gives you more insight as to who you are in Jesus? Anyone? Just raise your hand. And just tell me one. It's okay to talk to me. One thing. Accepted. Okay. Say it again. You were I like his first pick. That's my favorite. Thank you, Jack. That's my favorite. You were God's first pick. Anybody else? Forgiven. Okay. Anybody else? Chose love. Good. You're paying attention. That's great. That's great. That was my goal. The Lord said to share that. And he said, when you're done, you're done. So that's what he gave me to share. And I'm done. So I'm done. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you and praise you for sharing your word. Father, I thank you and praise you as you showed me that you have given the people here tonight and those who will listen on CD and DVD a word for them that will build them up and edify them. And Father, I thank you and praise you that the word they have heard has been sealed in them. They will go forth from here with a better understanding of who they are in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father, and give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.